Okay, so it hasn't been 4 months since my last audio boo, but a little closer to 4 minutes. But I wanted to do a follow-up here and do a photography-related one. The audio boos are going to get back to being photography-oriented with some Land Cruiser stuff thrown in every now and then. But this boo is to kind of talk about my thoughts on the new Nikon gear that's come out or been announced, released while I was kind of invisible from the moving. The two cameras that Nikon have released and announced recently have been the D4 and the D800/D800E. I'm going to talk about those kind of interchangeably, but the D4, for all accounts, looks to be a simply amazing camera. Now, I will say, as much as I want to go full frame, the D4 isn't necessarily a camera that would make a lot of sense to me and what I shoot. The high ISO capabilities are amazing, but for shooting landscapes, stuff along those lines, and the way I like to shoot, that super high burst frame rate just isn't that big of a deal. Not just something I wouldn't utilize. If you were a sports shooter, something along those lines, then obviously it makes a big difference. But that kind of goes into my thoughts about the D800, which to me is a camera that just simply does not make sense. I don't quite understand the path Nikon went with that. And the reason I say that was the predecessor to the D4 was the D3, and the D700 was the D3's little brother. Basically the same processor, the same shooting capability, and a little bit smaller body. Was really, really big differences. Frame rates were different. It wouldn't shoot as fast, but that's fine for the type of shooting I do. So everybody assumed that the D800 was going to be the D4's little brother, and it just simply isn't. As anybody who follows the Nikon gear knows, the D800 is this 36 megapixel monster that's actually quite expensive. Certainly not a replacement to the D700. I hear a lot of people say that, well, I want it because I'm going to make big prints. I mean, for the love of God, are you making 30-foot tall prints? Are you a billboard shooter? Something along those lines. I guess that would make sense. I mean, I've got prints from my D200 that are 9 feet on the big end. So, and they look amazing. I mean, it's. I guess if you were shooting billboards every day, then yes, that would make a lot of sense. And the stock photographers, I'm sure, are going to love it, because places like iStock actually charge based on the size of the image. So there's going to be a lot more pixels in there that will up the cost of the images. But again, for what I shoot and the way I shoot, it just is a camera that just simply does not make sense. I am still at the point to where the D700 would be my camera of choice if I were going out today to move to full frame, which is something I desperately want to do. However, just isn't in the budget, at least maybe until this fall. But that brings me to the rumored camera that's around the bend, which is the D400, most likely the D600. Kind of been some rumors of both model numbers. Now, if the rumors hold true, that body is going to have one fatal flaw for a lot of serious shooters as well, and it's going to be the lack of a built-in internal focus motor, which will mean that you will be forced into shooting, if you want autofocus, forced into shooting lenses that have the AFS internal focus motor in them, which for a lot of folks, those of us who have older, higher-end lenses, they don't have those motors. So, again, that may not be a camera for me if that rumor holds true. And if that's the case, then again, the D700 is still going to be my preferred camera to move into the full-frame world. So, with that being said, that's just kind of my thoughts on some of the recent gear. And I have about 10 seconds left before this thing kicks me off. So, that's it for now, and stay tuned. More photography ramblings soon.